And good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this third day of March. Well, one of the happiest times of the year is coming very soon. I'm talking about the Hamilton County Fair. And join me this morning, we have Jamie Griffith from the Hamilton County Fair. She is the fair secretary. And Jamie, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well, Pat.
Yeah, we're just talking off air as we're another big fair coming around the corner, which we'll get to in just a few moments. But we're here to talk, Jamie, about a big fundraiser, which is scheduled for a week from Saturday night, right?
Correct. We will be hosting the fourth annual Hamilton County Fair fundraiser. And what we came up with 4 years ago was the amount of money that we spend on our judges for the fair, whether it's livestock, static exhibits, the open class, that number has grown quite a bit over the last few years, just with all the people that we need. So we decided to have a fundraiser to help offset those costs. And then anything after we get the judges paid for, we are able to put towards other improvements on the fairgrounds.
How much was raised last year for this?
Last year, we raised over $20,000. Teddy and I kind of have a thing that we try to beat it every year. I want to say last year we were right over 25, so we got our work cut out for us next week.
Sure you do. So let's talk about what's taking place that night there, Jamie.
Yep. So we do still have a very limited number of tables and tickets available. So if you're on the fence, I would suggest getting a hold of me or one of the fair board members sooner than later. It's $30 a person or $150 for a table of six. We will have social hour at 5 o'clock. We will have a silent auction from 5 to 7. A pork loin dinner sponsored by the Hamilton County Pork Producers at 6 o'clock. And then we will have a live auction and entertainment by Scott Kirkart will be our entertainment for music that night that is sponsored by Hometown Comfort Heating and Cooling. So we've started to have a lot of donations come through the door, so we're getting really excited for our event next week.
Absolutely, because this started 4 years ago. That was in what, in 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, we barely snuck through before COVID, and then about the week later, everything shut down. So
because that, sadly there, Jamie, it was the last big-time event here in Hamilton County before the world drastically changed back in 2020. But of course, you had it back in 2021. They had the Fair Foundation, not the Fair Foundation.
Fair Board, yep.
Fair Board fundraiser. And then the fair that was held in, no, it was not held in 2020.
Well, we had a show and go deal. So, yep. So we are just striving forward. We look for different ideas and fun ways to make money at this event every year. So it's interesting to see, and it's great to have the support from the community that comes out and supports us every year. That every year we have sold out, and with only about three tables left, I think that that'll be the same case this year.
That is just great to hear that, Jamie.
Yes, all this, so we're very blessed.
Big support from the Hamilton County Fair. So again, that's coming up next Saturday night, and it's taking place at the Hamilton County Show Arena.
Correct, yes.
Show Arena starting at, what, 5:30?
5 o'clock is 5 o'clock. Hour. Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about another big thing, and that is the Hamilton County Fair. You and I were talking about this. It's a little bit late this year, July 25th through the 29th. That's when we have July 30th, Making the Best in the Midwest, the theme.
Correct, yep. A lot of people don't understand that the fair is not set by just the fair board. It's set depending on the calendar year, when the 4th of July lands, when other fairs around us need to move, and when the state fair is. So, for where the calendar days fall this year and where the 4th of July is, that pushes Wright County back and pushes we all just kind of follow in place.
So what can we expect at the Hamilton County Fair this year? I know it's a little early. We're just counting down the days and hours before the big Making the Best in the Midwest happens
here. Yeah, so we will be kicking off our fair with the parade like normal. And we will be switching things up a little bit as far as night events. We are going to move the Queen Coronation to be on back on a. It's going to be on Wednesday, and then there'll be races on Thursday in the grandstands.
Musical entertainment also a big part of the Hamilton County Fair, right?
Correct. Yep. There'll be events both in the grandstands and up on the Hamilton County Fair stage.
And we don't know the artist at this time, do we?
Correct. We have made a lot of contacts. We're just wait in the middle of getting those contracts signed and getting it all crisped up before the fair.
So it's still kind of a mystery right now who will be the name artists appearing at the Hamilton County Fair coming up in July. So we'll find out, I'm sure, in the coming weeks.
Yep. And I Googled it the other day, and we're under 150 days away, and I'm not sure if that makes me excited or a panic. So
150 days, it'll be here before you know it.
Then. Yep. So things are falling into place where they should. We're working on some other improvements around the fairgrounds, some things that our fairgoers can see, some that others maybe cannot. The Fair Foundation is adding on to the show arena, which will be a great asset for rentals, but also fair. So
you answered my next question right there, because what we can expect to see for improvements at the fair this year, but you mentioned mainly some work in the show arena. And isn't there going to be a groundbreaking coming up this month there?
So the Hamilton County Fair Foundation saw the need, as well as everyone else who's ever been to the show arena, that there's not enough restrooms for all the events that are held in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are adding on to the west of the show arena, basically out the main west doors. They're adding more bathrooms and then an atrium area and additional flex room type thing, you could call it. So,
all right. And I believe the groundbreaking is coming up on March 20th, I'm told.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I better put that on my calendar.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm glad I'm glad I told you that.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. I know that last month, or I think it was back in January, February, they had the Fair Foundation dueling pianos thing, and the people braved the winter weather that night.
Correct. To the end of January, they hosted a fundraiser in the show arena and had dueling pianos there to raise money to help pay for the cost of the addition.
Sure. So we got two wonderful fundraisers, one which was held with the dueling pianos, and now we have this one coming up a week from this Saturday at the show arena there at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds.
Correct. And just to touch on a couple of items that some people might not know that we do auction off that night is we auction off two VIP parking passes for the mm-hmm. fair. We also auction off a camping spot for the entire fair, which I have quite a wait list. So that's became a new popular item, as well as many community supporters have donated. We'll have baskets and gift cards and all the things you can think of, as well as we usually have some different things for the live auction. I know American Sanitation donated a year worth of service for the 96 gallon carts. We also have some meat bundles coming, and we have some cool cow heads and pig cut out of wood that will be going on the auction, as well as some Alicia's Macaroons. Stratford Gravel donated a KitchenAid pot. We also have a older Cash Red Cardinals sign that is pretty cool, because I can remember seeing it on the fairgrounds back longer ago. Yeah. And also, I don't want to forget that Sweet Treats of Jewel is providing ice cream for us that night. So
awesome. Well, a little taste of summer right there.
That's right. Get good everyone ready treats. For fair. We want everyone to come back. So
that'll be at the fair, right?
Yes. And we're just working with all of our partners. We have some that are doing gift cards to be used at fair, and mm-hmm. just people that we want to come back in the summer and have a good time with us as well.
Right. So again, about 150 days, all this will be taking place with racing, with music. We'll find out the artist soon. Fair Queen Contest, the Carnival, the Big Fair Parade, and the Eve of Destruction Demolition Derby to wrap up the fair coming up on the evening of July the 29th.
The 30th. Yep.
30th, excuse me.
Yep, 25th to the 30th this year.
Mm-hmm. Race season also begins very soon there, Jamie. I believe Easter weekend, April 8th is when.
Yep, April 8th is when.
Weather permitting, naturally.
Yep, when they kick off their season, and then they follow it with their big spring showdown, and then April 22nd is when they really dive into weekly racing. So
So I hope our listeners are a little hungry for fair fun coming up. So again, if you want to help out the Fair Foundation, or I should say the Hamilton County Fair, Make sure you get your information by calling your number.
Yep, 515-832-1443. You can also message us on Facebook, message us through our website, through our email. We got a busy week coming up. We got the Cattlemen's Banquet tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
And then next weekend, we'll just be full force preparing for the fundraiser. So
there you go. So that's coming up next weekend for the big Hamilton County Fair fundraiser. Please, there are only three tables remaining. And if they want more information, they may call you at 832-1446.
1443.
1443. Okay, yep. 1443. So get ready to celebrate making the best in the Midwest. In the Midwest, rather, that's the big Hamilton County Fair, July 25th through the 30th. Lots of fun. We'll talk more about the name artist appearing very soon. Jamie Griffith, anything good for the cause here for the rest of the morning?
I hope everyone enjoys the sunshine today.
Yep.
And make the best of the day. And if you would like to attend our fundraiser or make a donation, get a hold of me. And I have a day full of picking those up already today, so I'd be more than happy to come and pick yours up.
Let's also mention, too, the Facebook page. You can see some of these items that have been consigned for the auction.
Yeah, Pat, I kind of have taken off with getting more of those posted, and mm-hmm. yesterday I had a hard time deciding what to post because I have so much. I have more to post, so
cool.
If you see something that catches your eye, I hope that you can attend or have mm-hmm. someone there bidding for you. So.
There you go. So just find all the pictures of these items, that some of them anyway, consigned
yep.
For the auction. You can find those on the Hamilton County Fair Facebook page.
Yes, and there are a few things that don't show up until next week.
Okay.
So there's still a couple surprises up our sleeves that show up the day of. So
all right, so we'll look forward to that. But again, Jamie Griffith, we invite everyone to come on over to the show arena next Saturday night for the big Hamilton County Fair fundraiser. The fun begins at 5 o'clock.
Correct.
All right, Jamie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jamie Griffith from the Hamilton County Fair. Coming up next, we'll talk with Shannon Latham on what's going on at the state capitol in Des Moines right after this, so don't go away.